بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، we are continuing with the discussion from this kitab, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we begin the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qawiy Al-Mateen, the all-powerful, the invincible. And just as to renew our intention, why we discuss His beautiful names and sifat, attributes of Allah. The more we know of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the more we will gain the ma'rifat, the more we will love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the more yaqeen will increase upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you call tawakkul. عَلَيْ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَعَلَيْ فَلِتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being upon whom we should have trust. We should know Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we know how to link ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our worldly life, Allah Ta'ala has given us لِيَعْبُدُونَ لِيَعْرِفُونَ, to recognize Allah. But the effort has to be made to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It won't happen automatically. A person wants to buy a car also, how much of a research he does. What features he wants, what model he wants, whether automatic, whether manual. He knows his cars. Whether he wants a phone also, they also, how much of a research he'll do on the internet, till he knows finally really what I want to buy. But when he comes to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to research the names of Allah, to understand who my Allah is, the power of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beauty of my Allah, the jalal, the might, the majesty, the sovereignty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially today in this world where everyone is claiming, everybody is saying, whether directly, indirectly, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى, that I am the one, I am the superpower, I can bring down so and so, I can do so and so, we can block so and so, and we can let through so and so. Claiming all this directly, indirectly, claiming to be the gods of the time. Person doesn't know Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then he'll follow. And he begin to believe also. That is why they say, أَمِيتُ الْبَاطِلْ بِذَرْكِ ذِكْرِهِ. Ulama say that kill batil and falsehood in the world by not even talking about it. Your ulama say also, that when it comes to speaking about batil, falsehood, the false powers, they're not true. They're just only noise. Real power belongs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And power belongs to the mazloom. Although they might have firepower, but real power is with the one that is oppressed. When he raises his hands, even to be a non-Muslim, that dua goes directly to the arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is power. That doesn't miss the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Physical power they will have, but spiritual power is the one that is oppressed. So how to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to know Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Then a person will have within him their resistance. I know my Allah. Allah will test. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he made dua against Fir'aun. This wasn't the topic of discussion, but the mind is going that way. It's talking about Allah Ta'ala being all powerful. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to destroy Fir'aun. Harun alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ameen. Qala qad ujibat da'watukuma, fastaqima, wa la tattabi'anni sabila alladhina la ya'lamun. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, qad ujibat da'watukuma. That O Musa, Maharun alayhi salatu wasalam, the dua that you made against Fir'aun, ujibat, already accepted. Dua accepted, fastaqima, apne kaam karte raho. When we were in Darulum, at that time the war was on between Russia and Afghanistan. And in the madrasa, there was a big vibe of the local mujahideen in the madrasa. So that time, the talk was on among the students also. Can't we do something? At that time, Abu Hazrat Wala Azma Abdul Hamid Sahib, Warakatuhu, addressed the students and he told us, you're already part of the army. With your qalam, with your pen, and with your kitabs, this is your shield and this is your sword. When talab al-ilm liyuhya bihi al-islam. Riwayat al-Mishkat Sharif, the person who seeks knowledge to revive Islam in the world. Between him, Anbiya alayhim wa salatu wa salam, there'll be a difference of only one stage in Jannat. So he said, when you are coming to class in the morning, you have this niyat, when I'm, for students that go by car or by walking also, that I'm jumping into my conveyance, I've got my sword, I've got my shield, and I'm going to revive deen in the world. But Hazrat is sitting in madrasa. So Hazrat told us, وَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى حِينَ. You turn away from them for a little while. فَسَاءَ صَبَاحُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. You'll see how the morning will be. You carry on doing your work. You carry on doing your work and Allah will show you the time will come when finally you will say, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun. The purity belongs to my Rabb, Subhana Rabbika to your Rabb, who is the Rabb of Izzat and honor and dignity. One of the owner of dignity. Dignity belongs to Allah. We had a Jamaat in our masjid from Chicago. So brother was saying, was doing gush in Sargoda, and a simpleton making gush with the local brother. So he asks him, what's your occupation? He says, I ride a donkey cart. I thought he was joking. But he's been to so many countries, donkey cart. But he sees the respect people are giving him. Then he saw him one afternoon riding the donkey cart. Then he asked him, how come people respect you? He said, because of deen. Because of the fikr of deen. Although I have nothing materially. But because I have the connection to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Upon that too he mentioned, speaking about having yaqeen upon Allah, the promises of Allah. To have istihadar, consciousness, for the fada'il, and yaqeen upon the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mentioned also when he was in Pakistan studying that time, says there's always talk in the varsity that so and so professional in a certain field they were studying, that he's practiced so many years and now he's making effort to get his papers together to make his way to the States. So that it should be the hubbub in the varsity. Finally, when the papers came through, he says the way it would be like he made it. Kamyabi. He got his ticket to Jannat. He's going to the States now. Then he says, my papers also came, I also came to the States. During local gush day in the locality, meets when youngster goes to the house, the youngster comes out, makes salam with him. What's his name, Muslim name? He says, but I'm not a Muslim. I say, but you're from Indo-Pak, you don't look like a white. He says, I'm not a Muslim, although my name is Muslim. So as he's talking to him, the father comes out. He tells the Jamaat that I'm not a Muslim, and you blame his own man. You blame him for it. So the man started crying. I see what happened. He said, my papers came through, I came through, I thought it was kamyabi. I've got now do jahan ka kamyabi. Success of both the worlds, I made it over here. With two jobs in a day, I didn't have time for the children, and all of them lost the iman. Failure, complete. And he says, that donkey cart driver, that's kamyabi. Got no papers, but he got his iman. And the respect Allah Pak has given him. And in this other side of the coin, he's got all the papers, but lost his children and they lost the iman also. Failure. So to know the system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to understand, recognize my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is why we study the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so yaqeen can increase upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I know my Allah. And when in need, I know how to call out to my Allah. فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah says, when you're in need, then call out to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That the beautiful names belong to Allah, and use His names in your dua also. Whatever you need from Allah, call Allah by that name, and say, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will respond. Coming back to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا. Dua accepted. فَاسْتَقِيمَا. Continue doing your work. Apne kaam karte raho. Continue doing your work. Whatever you are doing, continue with it. With istiqamat in ikhlas. With steadfastness, consistency and ikhlas and sincerity only for the sake of Allah. So ummat is one ummat, the ripple effect will be there. Whatever we are doing over here, the effect will be international. But we must continue our work. So much time comes out just in the news only, following the news. And after following all the news, they say fake news. Now what is true? Like how that Mewati is reading newspaper in Nizamuddin, or Ilyas Abrahimullah saw him reading newspaper. He asked, what are you doing? He said, Hazrat, I'm looking for the truth in all this fake news. All this false news, I'm looking for the truth of it. He said, you won't find Quran Sharif, Paro. The Quran Sharif is only haqq, only the truth. Allah will guide you to what is the haqq and the truth. First of all, you've got to worry about your own iman. But so much of time is going, and following everything else, and nobody is making dua. Hazrat says now, that we listen to everything happening, but nobody makes dua. We only speak about it. So here ulama explain, when you speak about batil, they got so many drones, so many ballistics, and so much of this, so much of that. And then they say it affects three classes of people, three tabaka. One is a person who is very weak in iman. So what happens to him? He gets weaker. So how are we going to overcome this? Now, then you hear all the discussions, and now the Muslim ummah, they must go into the military, and they must get artillery, and they must learn how to fly jets, and they must know how to do this, and they must know how to do that. Because you don't have an army, that is why we are like that. So he gets weaker. Then the one on the fence was not sure which way to go. He'll fall on the wrong side. Because he hears so much about falsehood and the false powers. And the person who is strong, he'll get weaker also. So what you must speak about? Speak about the Qudrat of Allah. May Allah will take care of it. May Allah will do it. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when finally he was put in that corner, so to say, and then how his people told him, "Oh Musa, what did you do to us? Behind us now is Fir'aun. In front of us is the Red Sea. They're going to kill us like rats and mice." But the reply here, "Kalla, inna ma'iya Rabbi sayahdi. Allah is with me. Allah will guide me." And Allah wants to hear that. Allah wants to hear that. That is why in the path of Allah, He gives us da'wat over and over and over again. Till when the crunch comes, this will come out from the heart. But now we hear commonly, unfortunately, that because this da'wat and this yaqeen, the muzakara is not made, and we don't give the da'wat. Anything has to happen, you see the reaction. What do you say? Ish, shaks. All these different words come out. No inna lillahi, la ilaha illallah. As it tells us also, the Arabs still have this. Anything happens, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. All is Allah. Hayyakallah, barakallah. Ours is ish. And some other kalam will come out, some taqiyah kalam. Theek hai, sahi hai, kya baat? Samjhe nahi. So all taqiyah kalam. Can you repeating things now where there's no virtue to it? Take the name of Allah. Accident also, or somebody came front of us, road rage. Now the words, different vocabulary starts. Now it's time to make istighfar, tawbah. Happened from Allah. When Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahimullah would say, that person who's connected to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, this connection. The Tani Rahmatullah Ali says in regards to connection, say many a person falls in love with his Shaykh. He wants that nisbat, the connection to his Shaykh. And then the nisbat, the connection to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He says the nisbat to the Shaykh, is that based upon the nawafil you are doing, following him? He's reading Ishraq, I'm also doing Ishraq, Tahajjud. Just like he said, no, there's not. There is not nisbat. Nisbat to the Shaykh is through taqwa and refraining from sin. Not through nawafil. Nawafil we have to do. Then how much is refraining from sin? I also refrain that much. So now you have nisbat based upon taqwa. Abstention. Not on nawafil. Many feel now, I learned nawafil from my Shaykh, so now I got the connection. I'm also doing all of that. But it's not leaving a guna and sin. And here guna and sin also, Zakim Sahib Rahimullah mentioned, when it comes to guna and sin, lust and passion, he says in dunya, your passion and lust will never be fulfilled. Is there a place to fulfill your passion and lust? وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي Jannat is a place where your passion will be fulfilled. Here a person who lives upon passions and lust will remain such a life that will be completely unfulfilled. His life will come out unfulfilled. And he'll think now temporarily, I'm satisfied. But never, it'll never happen like that. That is why those that are running behind their passions and lust, just their hobbies, there's no end to it. There's no end to it, never fulfilled. But when it comes to the dhikr of Allah, تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ Allah says, there you'll get satisfaction. There you will get it, and in there you'll get the fun of both the worlds. Without doing all the sports, without going for the holidays and everything else, you will get fulfillment in the dhikr of Allah. That is why find our kabir and say, we don't want to go anywhere. We found Allah on our musalla. We found Allah on our musalla. Like how one pious woman mentioned to one of the masturat, that what you go to get at Haramain Sharifain, I found in the corner of my room on my musalla. I found my Allah there. I found my, the heart is the Haramain Sharifain. Allah take us over again. But what you are going for, I found it in my home. That is where you find Allah for the masturat. I found it in my home. What enjoyment they're having at home? The love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Speaking about road rage, you come back, Masihullah Khan Sahib would mention that when a person is connected to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he has a connection that is aware, is conscious of Allah every moment of his life, as much as he can, then he knows that anything has to happen to me, or happening around, is only by the command of Allah, permission of Allah. To the extent you will say somebody is to thump you on your back also. A hard thump. The person also is, mashallah, he feels a sting. He says he won't even turn around to look who hit him. Because instantly his heart is connected to Allah. Ya Allah, this happened with your permission. It's from Allah. He'll only smile. Say, find Allah, Allah is a smile the whole day. They got one mood. They're just revolving around the salah, the nawafil, the dhikr, the Quran, the amal, and connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And as Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullahi alayhi, when the heart is connected to Allah like the awliya, then kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every day, you say, not every day, kulla lahza. Every moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's jamal and beauty is increasing. And as it's increasing, when he looks here, the beauty is different. Looks at his wife, the beauty is different. Look at his children, the beauty is different. Look at his business also. There he was, may Allah give it to me. Like I was, Hakim Sahib told our Shaykh also, when you enter the Darul Ulum, and you see what a Darul Allah Ta'ala has given you, what an empire, so to say. So many asatiza, and Shaykh al-Hadith, and Muftiyan, and Qurra, teaching taking place, etc. He says, then you must remember Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. So you connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When it comes in the heart, Ya Allah, what you have given me, then read the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Rabbana taqabbal minna. He will baitullah. You live in madrasa. But here, Rabbana taqabbal minna. So you also need Rabbana taqabbal minna. Ya Allah, you accept taqabbal minna from Babi Tafa'ul, which is takalluf. Ya Allah, even with takalluf also accept it from me. Even with heart ikhlas too, Ya Allah, with formality also, Ya Allah, just accept it from me. Although I did it half-heartedly, Ya Allah, then to accept it. Inna kanta sami'ul alim. Ya Allah, you're all hearing. You know how sometimes I boast about it also. You all know me, you see my heart also. But Ya Allah, overlook it. Just accept it. So Allah Ta'ala, give us understanding, my dear brothers, how we connect to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Especially happening in the world right now, where there's so much of confusion. That even our own brothers are getting happy. What the Shias are doing. And we should support them, etc. But we have to know what is the haqq, what is the truth, what is the falsehood. Yes, whatever is happening is by the will of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, but we support the haqq. Though the Sufya Sahaba Ikram, those that belittle them, make istihza and mock at them, and believe them to be non-Muslim and murtad, na'uzu billah, as the aqidah and belief is. They believe that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, as Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, that they turned away from Islam. And before Qiyamah, they will exhume their bodies, they will hang them from the tree and they will lash them. Including Aisha radiallahu anha. They have aqidah and belief like this. So in this zaman has become zaman of Dajjal, we don't know who to trust, who to believe. Therefore, we have to always see which ulama we are following. Very important. Which ulama to follow. Now there's so many ulama. Who to follow? And the bayaz are getting more flowery. And upon this also, Hazrat Ji mentioned Rahmatu Jalalabadi. See, for us we have already Quran Sharif. In Surah Yasin, who to follow? Which ulama we should follow? When Allah Ta'ala sends His Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam to a certain nation, فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ. So Allah Ta'ala sent them by a third Rasul and Messenger. And then they said to the people, we are sent to you, but they didn't believe them. وَجَاءَ رَجْلٌ مِنْ أَقْسَى الْمَدِينَةِ. A local person came, who they trusted. And he told them, قَالَ يَا قَوْمْ اِتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. That follow these people, follow these messengers. اِتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا. That they don't ask you for some repayment. They're rightly guided. So Hazrat Ji would say that your local ulama that taught you from maktab already and brought you up, who you trusted with yourself and your own children, and so many years they're guiding you, they haven't changed the tune. They are telling you certain alim is coming, you can trust him, trust them. They brought me so far now. And same with istiqamat, consistency, they're preaching the same thing from years now, nothing has changed with the time. The same da'wah they're giving, the same majlis, the same bayan they are giving. Nothing has changed. He said, these are ulama to follow. And how? They're doing it simple. They're doing it simple, nothing fancy. They're upon the haqq. These are ulama to follow. As you know, the ulama program will take place in Azabul Ulama of Dioban. Something for us to listen and for us to follow. That who these ulama were. What they had within them. Because of them, alhamdulillah, our Hazrat tell us also. When Hussain Ahmadi, rahmatullah alayhi, he says, we make dua for him and make shukr to Allah. It's because of him our iman got saved. Amongst his efforts, 18 years taught Hadith Sharif at the Roda of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And when he saw the condition of the Muslims in India, he returned to India. Tirelessly made safar throughout the length and breadth of India. Reviving Islam, Iman within the hearts of the people. Coming back to this kitab, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qawi, is that being who has perfect and complete power. complete and perfect power over all things. Who can claim they have perfect and complete power? They can talk. Just hot air they are blowing. But really they have nothing behind them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete and perfect power. It's commonly said that one and all, this person is able to accomplish this work. This thing is in his possession. This means that he can within certain bounds utilize it, buy it or sell it. If together with having the ability, he is so mighty that no one can ever snatch away that item from him and no one can stop him from utilizing it as he pleases, then this quality becomes compounded. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together with having control over everything, is the most mighty as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described his being as being mighty and powerful, as Allah ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌّ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Allah is all-powerful, severe in punishing. The meaning of this verse is that if anyone wants to overpower this being, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not be able to do so. So Allah is all-powerful. فَلَيْسَ بِمُعْجِزٍ. No one can make Allah ta'ala helpless. Nobody can escape Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This yaqeen has to come into our hearts. Because we listen to so much around us. This country got so much of firepower. That country can do this. That country has submarines and they've got a whole naval force. They can blockade where they want to. All by the permission of Allah. If Allah wants to sink it, if Allah wants to down them, it's within the qudrat of Allah. Allah can do something simple. Like how we have tayran, ababil. That those flock of birds that came in flocks. And Allah Ta'ala used them to destroy a great army like Abraha. Allah Ta'ala once he can use the wind, like in the battle of Khandaq. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Allah Ta'ala assisted me with the wind. Certain winds Allah Ta'ala assisted the Nabi of Allah, and certain winds Allah Ta'ala destroyed nations. So Allah can send the winds. Allah has junood, has such armies which we don't even know of. So nobody can overpower Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They will not be able to do so. And if any criminal or oppressor wants to escape from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not be able to do so. Al-Mateen, that is the invincible, is that being whose strength is intense, who possesses such strength, which will never cease. No difficulty can overcome Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his actions, nor does he feel weary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is vigilant all the time. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةُ وَلَا نَوْمُ. This yaqeen, aqeedah should come within us. We might think it to be trivial. Or you might think that everybody knows this. But Allah Ta'ala does everything. What the simple aqaid, so to say, simple aqaid, but it's so, so important. Major part of the ummah don't even know this. About 10 years ago, when we had tashkil in Palestine, and making gush in a place called Qalansua. After Darabi went for gush, we met some youngsters, 18, 20 year old youngsters. It was Ramadan night, sitting on the street corners, and the sound system was blaring also, the month of Ramadan, short pants, not clad properly. Some were sitting at the takeaway, so we sat down with them, started giving them some da'wat. So one youngster was looking a bit perturbed. So he said, Shaykh, can I ask you a question? He said, by all means, whatever you want to ask. Now to us, we're thinking, these are Arab brothers, they know Quran, they know Hadith. So we're talking now about Quran, Tafsir, Ahadith. So I have a question. I said, what is your question? He says, Allah is in control of the whole world. I said, yes. But if Allah falls asleep, what will happen? If Allah falls asleep, what will happen? I said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is a basic aqidah we learn in Maktab. This mine is 18, 19 year old boy. 18, 19 year old boy. And his friend also couldn't answer him. Finally, we gave them da'wah to come to the masjid. When the whole jamaat came to the masjid, it was late night. So one of the brothers sat on the stool, the wuzu khana, and just sitting there, another Arab brother walked in jamaat sahati. He told him, please sit next to me and just show me how to make wuzu again. I forgot how to make wuzu. 18-year-old boy. No maktab system. So you might think that this aqidah is simple, everybody should know it. The ummah doesn't know the power of Allah. They don't know about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It shouldn't be that we don't speak about it, and also our iman yaqeen, yazidu wa yanqus, increases and decreases also. Iman also decreases. In Al-Maqsadul Athna it is written, the word qudrat, power, points to perfect power. Whilst Matana refers to the intense power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power is perfect, He's Al-Qawi. And since His power is intense, He's Al-Mateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Mateen. Al-Mateen refers to that being who is so strong that no tiredness and weariness can overcome the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a slight difference between Qawi and Mateen. When one's strength is complete and perfect, is referred to as Qawi. And when one's strength is intense and severe, is referred to as Mateen. Al-Qawi and Al-Mateen has created different types of strengths within his creation. Some are Qawi and not Mateen, whilst others are Mateen and not Qawi. You find this quality Allah Ta'ala has given to his creation also. Wind, water and fire are Qawi, but not Mateen. They are complete in their power, but they are not intense. If a person wishes, he will be able to move air from one direction to another. He can capture air, stop air, take out air from a container, lock it in a room, and remove it from any place, make it move faster or slower, cool it or warm it. Wind is strong but not firm. It is so strong that it can uproot huge trees, topple massive electrical poles, cause the roofs of houses to fly away, cause storms in the ocean and destroy cities upon cities. That person who looks at the strength of the creation and regards it to be true strength is in deception. This is Dhoka. This is Dhoka. And also Fir'aun, you would also make this type of statements also. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ ذَرُونِي أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى وَلْيَدْعُ رَبَّ Fir'aun also, this is مِزَاجِ أَهْلِ Batil. This is the مِزَاجِ temperament of the people of falsehood. The Fir'aun said to his people, ذَرُونِي, that leave me, أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى وَنُوْ كِلْ مُوسَى I finish him. Like how today we find the same thing, that we can wipe, obliterate them. In one night we can finish the entire civilization. The Fir'auni talk. وَلْيَدْعُ رَبَّ Let him call unto his Rabb. Let him call unto his Rabb. Bring all the firepower. What he can do? إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُبَدِّلَ دِينَكُمْ What Fir'aun said, I fear that he will change your deen. And here what they are saying, that we fear that they will remove our democracy. They bring Sharia into it. Now alhamdulillah, with the fazl of Allah, we hear in Afghanistan, they've abolished complete interest, no interest in the country. Now all of a sudden there's a whole hue and a cry. Now the countries are putting sanctions on certain ministers. How dare you make interest, you ban interest in the country. Now we're sanctioning you. But the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So they fear now that we'll abolish interest and life policies and all this will come out from their lives. So they scare the people. Our youth here of an ardil fasad. Musa alayhi salam will cause fasad and corruption on the earth. Who's causing the corruption? And who they say corrupts the people and causes corruption? Everything upside down they will say. But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, how he responded, Mizaj ahle batil. This is the temperament of people of haqq, ahle haqq. Musa alayhi salam didn't say, I'll fight you back. وَقَالَ مُوسَىٰ إِنِّي عُثُّ بِرَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مُتَكَبِّرٍ His reply was simple, that I seek refuge in my Allah from every proud and haughty person. Allah will take care of you. I'll continue my work and Allah will take care of you. So here Hazrat says also, the person looks at the strength of the certain, of the creation, and regards it to be true strength is in deception. All the might which the creation possesses, whether it be an atom bomb, hydrogen bomb or a blade of grass are all equal in the sight of Al-Qawi Al-Mateen. It's all equal. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, He can grant a small pebble in the beak of a bird, the power of an atom bomb. If Allah ta'ala wishes, He can cause the power of the atom bomb to fail. How many we find also that they send so many bombs, it didn't go off. It's still there, children are playing. Nothing happened. Whoever in this world has attained any strength has been granted by Al-Qawi Jalla Jalaluhu. The effect of these two names produce in one's iman is power belongs to Allah alone. He has no partner. There is no one to repel His decision. No one can go against His command. None can overpower His decision. He grants honor to whomsoever He wishes and disgraces whomsoever He wishes. He grants assistance to whomsoever He wishes. And He leaves helpless those whom He wishes to leave unaided. The honorable one is he whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors, and the disgraced one is he whom Allah disgraces. The assisted one is the one whom He assists, and the helpless one is the one who Allah ta'ala leaves. So understand this language, my dear brothers, and how we put it in context nowadays. Who Allah ta'ala wants to make great, Allah will make great. Tu'izzu man tasha. Our certain powers say, we'll make the country great again. As if they are some god. But it's all empty. What can they do? Nothing. They say we won the war, but they can't get one ship through. a certain state, it's so straitened for them. So straitened. Sometimes we wonder whether they sleep at night also. Whether they can sleep at night. So Allah Ta'ala, who Allah Ta'ala also make great, Allah Ta'ala gives him greatness. Pure is a powerful, mighty king. He fulfills his promise, helps his servant, honors his army, and defeats the enemies single-handedly. La ilaha illallah wahdahu, anjaza wa'da wa nasara abda wa hazama al-ahzaba wahda. Nabi alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam will make this dua. Allah is the one that destroyed the ahzab and the groups and confederates all alone. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming back to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, dua got accepted. Dua was accepted, Mufassireen say, Allah said, dua accepted, you continue your work. They say, Allah Ta'ala exhibited the answering of this dua 40 years later. After 40 years, Allah Ta'ala destroyed Fir'aun. Dua got accepted, but Allah gave respite. So the Ummah can't be hasty. There's so much dua we're making, nothing is happening, nothing is happening. Allah has His plan. How many in that condition now are still becoming huffaz? How many are still turning to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? How many people's iman and yaqeen is still upon Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Allah has His divine system, Allah is Al-Hakim, All-Wise. Allah Ta'ala knows what is in the future. For us, we are the slaves of Allah, we have to submit to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. Mexico. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحان الله وبحمده، سبحانه وتعالى.